You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with eMiami, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Gus Desribeaux, co-founder of Palm Corp Development Group in Miami, Florida, that is South Florida's premier builder of semi-custom luxury homes. Gus, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. So first of all, Palm Corp Development Group was founded in 2009. What was the inspiration behind your co-founding it?
Well, I'd been in the real estate business for several years and had represented several developers when I realized that the then recent real estate correction or collapse was an opportunity to take advantage of certain inefficiencies that were occurring in the market. Between bank foreclosures, short sales, and sellers that just needed the liquidity, there were opportunities to acquire property that, in my opinion, were undervalued. Properties that had always been in traditionally good areas that were trading for less than what we thought they were worth and even less than replacement cost. We knew that it was only a matter of time before these properties came back in value to reflect the true intrinsic value. And so we purchased as much as we could. And in no sector other than land were these inefficiencies more evident. With land, you have a non-producing asset that either an owner is sitting on or a bank is sitting on, and you don't really get any cash inflows from vacant land. So we started to buy single lots and houses that needed to be knocked down and started building single-family homes. Then we started progressing to buying larger pieces where we could develop multiple homes and get the benefit of economies of scale, all the while concentrating our efforts on infill-type properties as opposed to land located in the outskirts. There weren't a lot of people buying property at the time, so we had a pretty good run for the first few years.
Excellent. And Palm Corp Development Group just won the REAL Award from the Greater Miami Chamber of Commerce for Best Developer in Residential Real Estate. Can you tell us about the significance of this award to you both personally and professionally?
Well, I can tell you this much. My partner and I are very hardworking individuals. We really took some chances a few years ago, buying when nobody else was buying and borrowing money from private investors when banks weren't lending, which meant higher than normal interest rates, just to buy up what we thought were really good values, not knowing if our analysis was correct or if it would pay off. We always talked about whether we were being prudent in believing what we were doing or whether we should just wait it out like a lot of people did. And fortunately, our efforts paid off, and we were lucky to have had the market turn after we made a significant portion of our purchases. That's probably what feels best about winning the award. It's believing in something, following it through, and then getting rewarded with the fruits of your labor. Professionally, it's pretty good considering that I don't come from a construction background. As a real estate attorney, I had been involved in real estate transactions in the past, and some included construction features, but to actually have a real estate development company was a bit out of the realm of my expertise. But I enjoy it, and to win this award is just a few years into the existence of the business is pretty gratifying. We're always trying to improve, and I'm sure there are many things we can do better, but it tells me at least that we're on the right track.
And congratulations from EPN on that award as well. Now, I understand Palm Corp specializes in developing and building semi-custom luxury homes. What exactly are semi-custom luxury homes?
Well, I would probably say that what we build is semi-custom homes because we do higher-end luxury homes, but we also apply our semi-custom feature to homes that would normally not be considered luxury. For the most part, there are two major ways of buying a new home. You either buy a tract home from like a Lennar or a D.R. Horton or one of those big builders, and you get one of 200 very, very similar, if not exactly the same homes. Or you buy a custom home where you get everything tailored to exactly what you want, but you're going to pay big bucks for something like that. What we do is we try to combine those two We typically start off with a model that we have created for a particular site, and then instead of only offering a few choices to the buyer, like in the tract home scenario, we allow the buyer to select many different features throughout the house. Obviously, it doesn't get as elaborate as a full custom home, but the buyers really do get a lot of choices so that they make the house their own, which is, I think, what buyers want. We do it for a fraction of the cost of a custom home, and it's a pretty difficult task to manage this process because there are a lot of moving parts, but we feel that that's what sets us apart from the competition.
Today, we're joined by Gus DeRibeau, co-founder of Palm Corp Development Group in Miami, Florida, that is South Florida's premier builder of semi-custom luxury homes, here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with eMiami, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Gus, as a real estate lawyer, how does your experience help you with the intricacies of building a luxury home from beginning to end?
Well, being an attorney obviously helps, with my background. From the time we're looking to buy the piece of land to reviewing the title work of the property to negotiating with lenders and joint venture partners and the closing of the property, the potential rezoning and replatting of the property, contract negotiations with vendors, and eventually to dealing with buyers and their contractual obligations. There's a tremendous amount of paperwork that gets generated throughout the process, and my training in law school helped me manage all of those rights and responsibilities, and maintain the documentation required, to keep the business running. Of course, you don't have to be an attorney to get all of these things done, but it obviously helps because we save time and money by doing many of the things ourselves. Sometimes we do hire outside attorneys, and when we do, it helps being an attorney because, I basically speak their language, and I'm able to understand what they're saying and communicate it to our staff. So that's pretty much the benefit of having a background in law.
Nice. And lastly, what advice would you give to young entrepreneurs interested in starting their own business? I'm sure we have a lot of those folks listening in and would love to hear your take on that.
Well, to me, one of the most important requirements for starting your own business is to have a can-do attitude. And what I mean by that is not, what I guess everybody thinks they have I can do it and I'll follow through. But I mean a real, like, there is nothing going to stop me can-do attitude. And the reason I say this is because there's so many hurdles and obstacles when you start your own business, and they really don't ever go away. And you have to be okay with that and know that that's just part of the process and part of the business. For me, law school trained me to overcome obstacles, and not only to overcome them, but to anticipate them. My commercial litigation teacher once told me that if I was ever drafting an agreement between two parties, and at some point in the future there was a dispute between those two parties, that it was my fault because I should have anticipated the problem and addressed it in the agreement. You can imagine what a burden that can be on someone when you think of, if there's ever anything that goes wrong, it's your fault because you should have anticipated it and prepared for it. And I obviously know that in reality things don't work that way. But if you could try to build your business with that idea, you would never look to blame anyone else and you would better prepare yourself for the obstacles that lie ahead. If you start with holding yourself accountable and teach that philosophy to your employees, I think it's a good foundation. Of course, you have to also work hard and be dedicated and ethical and prudent and believe in yourself, but you just have to stay the course and don't give up. And then the rewards are great. There's usually a direct correlation between your effort and how much money you make. You can make as much as you want, as little as you want. You can take vacations when you want. The freedom to do that makes it all worth it. And then, of course, the idea that you created something, a business that actually runs because of your efforts, that's also a great reward. So that's probably the advice that I would give is stick with it and continue to push through no matter what obstacle comes your way, because there's going to be plenty.
Definitely. Certainly appreciate that. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Palm Corp Development Group online?
Everything is pretty much on our website. Our website is www.palmcorp.net. And that's all one word, P-A-L-M-C-O-R-P. You can take a look at our homes, what we do, our semi-custom features. We have a blog in there that we update, and there's some contact information for us, and kind of shows what we've been doing for the past few years.
Well, Gus, certainly appreciate your time and continued success to you and the company, and come back anytime to join us here on Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with Gus Desribeaux, a co-founder of Palm Corp Development Group in Miami, Florida, that is South Florida's premier builder of semi-custom luxury homes. And once again, the website of reference is palmcorp.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.